The National Association of Tax Professionals says it's common now for many working professionals to do their job from a variety of locations, whether it's an office, a house, even a boat. And the NATP says it's possible to deduct expenses for certain work sites. The IRS's home office rules say the space must be used exclusively for business, though exceptions exist for daycares and some inventory storage. The space must also be used on a regular basis, not just occasionally. Finally, the space must be the principal place of business, meaning it's where administrative tasks are performed or where clients, patients, and customers are met. Cindy Hockenberry is a tax information analyst with the NATP. She adds you don't have to be self-employed to justify a home office write-off.
If you're just a regular type employee and you live in one city and you travel 100 miles away to the home office and you perform some of your duties there, and your employer says to you, you can have a home office, it's for our convenience that you are 100 miles away because you have sales clients or something close to your home. If that's the case, chances are you're going to qualify for a home office because it's for the convenience of your employer.
The NATP says deductions can also be made accordingly for mortgage interest and real estate taxes, even legitimate housekeeping services. The organization says when in doubt, consult with a qualified tax preparer who can help figure out what's a legitimate expense and what's likely to be challenged by tax officials. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.